Welcome everybody to Shir number 1239. In the writing is Shir number 391, getting back to Hilchos Brachos. Okay, we previously spoke about the fact, last Shir actually, so we basically finished Shinoi Makom, Holchei Drachim. Of course, Shailas come up here and there, and we will address them as they come. But we want to move on in Hilchos Brachos, moving on to various different, very important and interesting subjects. Okay, so we spoke about last year an interesting case. Somebody put food into their mouth, and they realized while the food is in the mouth, before they swallowed. Okay, once you swallow, what are you going to do? But before a person swallowed, the food's in their mouth, they realize, hey, I forgot to make a bracha, what do you do? So just real quickly to review, we said if it's a type of a food that's very unappealing, you have two types of foods. You have unappealing food and you have appealing. It's not appealing once you take it out of your mouth, but it's not so bad. Like a cashew, an almond, a nut or something like that. Something hard, right? Because sometimes even a cookie possibly, you know, these type of things. So if somebody takes it out and they just started chewing, so it's not so bad. Then you have something that's more on the unappealing side, like a grape, a raisin, these type of things. Once you start chewing on them, it's very unappealing to take it out of your mouth. So make just real quickly, a chazrova, long story short, if it's something that's not so bad, like a hard item, you started chewing and you could take it out of your mouth, that's what you should do. Take it out of your mouth, make the bracha, and then put it back in your mouth and finish eating. If it's something that's just, you know, disgusting, unappealing, you can't take it out of your mouth. So basically what we spoke about, they said to move it to the side of the mouth and then make the bracha and then swallow. Okay, so now that was the easy part. Now what about when it comes to drinks? When it comes to drinks, it's a little bit more complicated because if you have a mouth full of water, soda, juice, how are you going to make a bracha, right? It's in there, what do I do? So when it comes to drinks, if one put a liquid in their mouth and they remember that they forgot to make a bracha, so it's like this. If it's a small amount, if it's a small amount of liquid, I only took a little sip, so, and I did not swallow yet, so they could possibly move it to the side of their mouth, right? So if it's a very small amount, it is possible you move it to the side of your mouth and somehow close your, you know, whatever, teeth or whatever, however you could do it and still make the brach. If that's a possibility, that's what one should do. So a small amount of liquid whereby they could possibly move it to the side of their mouth and still make the bracha, that's what one should do. Right, and then swallow the drink just like we spoke about the food. Now, what about if it's a larger amount? I took a drink of soda and my mouth is full of soda, mouth is full of water, coffee, whatever it is, and I forgot to make a bracha. So if one took a drink in their mouth and they're unable to make the bracha with the drink in the mouth, which is a good chunk of the time, so basically what one should do is just spit it out. In other words, not to swallow it. By the food, we saw either you spit it out or you move it to the side. But by the drink, if you can't talk, so then you're going into a question of drinking, swallowing without a bracha. So then one should taka spit out the drink, you know, remove it from the mouth and, you know, go on from there. Now, the above is assuming that one has more of the same drink. If that's the case, let's say you spit it out. Okay, you're not going to drink that drink, but you have more soda, you have more juice, more water, whatever it is that a person wanted to drink, right? So for example, they took some soda into their mouth and they forgot to make the bracha. Now, so then what do? They remove the soda from the mouth that's in their mouth and they make a bracha on the new soda. They make a new bracha. They never made a bracha originally. So you make a bracha on the, you know, the extra soda that's in the bottle, extra coffee in the cup or whatever the case might be. You make a bracha on that. And then you just continue on. But you have to remove the drink that's in your mouth because you never made a bracha. You can't swallow it. Now, if one really has to take a drink. Now, let's assume for argument's sake that somebody, I really need a drink of water. I'm very thirsty, a dry mouth. I really have to have a drink of water, right? And I just one gulp. I put the water in my mouth. I'm just giving an example, right? Or I took a drink of soda. Or I pushed it. I need a drink. So I really have to take a drink. And they put some liquid into their mouth and they do not have any more of the liquid. I have no more water available. I have no more soda available. Let's say whatever soda I had is in my mouth. Whatever, the water I had is in my mouth. So what do you do then? And I really have to drink it. I mean, like, I should just spit it out. Then I won't have anything else to drink and I really need a drink. So if one really has to take a drink and they put some of the liquid, whatever the liquid was, into their mouth, and they do not, let's say they do not have any more of that liquid, then one would be allowed to swallow the liquid, although they forgot to make the bracha, as opposed to removing it from one's mouth, because that is all you have. But always keep in mind, if you have a chance, if you have a way of getting a different drink, then one should just remove that drink from their mouth, and because they never made a bracha, and just make a bracha on the new drink, even if it's something else. Good, I have soda, but I could get by with orange juice, or I have orange juice, whatever the case is. But assuming that somebody, let's say in the office or the car, that's whatever's in their mouth is the only drink they had, and they really have to, you know, whatever, it's they really have to swallow. So then one will be allowed to swallow. That's how it is. Now, some paiskim do hold, the Sefer Oitzer Halachas brings down Kafachayim, talks about it sometimes, others. So some paiskim do hold that, if one does have to swallow, right, this is the only drink that I have and it's in my mouth and that little bit of drink, I have to have it. So the drink, before they swallow it, they should think the bracha. You can't talk. They can't talk. It'll come out. The drink will come out. So they should think the bracha in their mind due to the fact that they're unable to say the bracha with their mouth. Just think the bracha in their mind and then swallow. So that's basically the crux of the halacha I was brought down. This is all found in Simen Kuf Ayin Beis in the Shulchan Aruch. Mishabura, Sefer Yisrael Halachas, talks about some of the stuff we said. Thank you for listening. Aslachem Baruch HaKol Tov.